New Music from Bowling Green is generously underwritten by the Mid-American Center for Contemporary Music, part of the College of Musical Arts at Bowling Green State University. From the first few bars of this music, you might tag it as 1970s funk, and you'd sort of be on the right track. It's definitely got that funky beat, but there's something more going on here. Just like funk was a dust-up of soul, jazz, and blues, this music represents a crossroads between rock and roll and classical. It's an opera, actually, an electric opera called Slow Fire, from composer and electric guitarist Paul Drescher and vocalist Rindy Eckert. You can hear both of them performing on this recording. That's the opening scene, Sleeping with the Lights On.
Popular Mechanics, National Geographic, Soldier of Fortune.
Welcome to New Music from Bowling Green, a program devoted to living American composers and their works. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell. Slow Fire is one of Paul Drescher's early works, part of his American trilogy of operas, which dates from the late 1980s and early 90s. Each one of them explores a different aspect of the American experience. In this case, it's an everyman named Bob, who obsesses inwardly over the fears and anxieties he faces every day during his mundane middle-class urban existence.
He puts his keys on the dresser. He hangs up his three-piece suit.
For three decades now, Paul Drescher has made a specialty out of combining genres and different influences to create his own unique brand of music. Above all else, he's an experimenter, turning out provocative theatrical works and concert music, and even inventing his own instruments. In 2014, Paul Drescher and his Double Duo Ensemble were the featured guests at the 35th Annual New Music Festival at Bowling Green State University. And over the next hour, we're going to listen to some live concert recordings from that residency. Paul Drescher came of age in the 1960s and began playing piano as a kid, but he quickly migrated to electric guitar and the world of rock and roll. When it came time for college, however, he found himself gravitating back toward contemporary classical music.
I had been raised hearing Stravinsky and Schoenberg and things like that, and I just had a strong sense that the kind of curiosity I had about sound and about music was really something that had to be explored in the classical music world, and the popular music world really wasn't an avenue for that. And so I basically went back to school and studied both all Western classical music, but I also was deeply interested in the world music, and I spent many years studying Indonesian and Indian classical music, North Indian classical music. And I've always been a performer, so as a composer, I always was very much involved in live performance. I both performed my own work and performed other people's work. And my ensemble, the Double Duo that we brought to Bowling Green, is a group that plays both my music and plays a number of other composers' pieces that fit our very unique instrumentation.
That unique instrumentation includes violin and piano, but it also includes two invented instruments, Don Buchla's Marimba Lumina, which is a programmable electronic interface that looks like and is played like a traditional marimba. Also, Paul Drescher's quadricord, a 14-foot-long stringed instrument, sort of like a Jurassic guitar, that can be played in any number of ways.
I pluck it like a guitar. I bow it like a cello. I prepare it like a prepared piano, and I drum on it like a percussion instrument. And so there's all these different techniques. And because the fundamental pitches of the open strings are so low, really at the bottom end of the piano, I'm able to do a lot of techniques. And because the strings are so mechanically long, a lot of different sonic phenomena happen that don't happen on a traditionally length stringed instrument, say like a guitar or a piano or even a contrabass. And so I'm able to get a kind of unique set of sounds out of this instrument. And I think most people would agree from listening to the piece that it makes some pretty unique sounds.
This is part of a piece for quadricord and marimba lumina called Glimpsed from Afar, which Paul wrote in 2006. It's the concert hall predecessor to another work of his called A Slipping Glimpse, which is a full evening-length dance piece. And you can definitely hear a dance-like rhythm flowing throughout this version we're hearing right now. Paul Drescher and Joel Dowell are the performers, recorded live in concert at the Bowling Green New Music Festival.